You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Friday, March the 21st of 2025. We are live from our WXCO studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. Cloudy skies right now, even freezing, 32 degrees. It is the Friday edition of the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. You can also join us by going to YouTube.com, and the 98.9 WXCO page. Be able to see a live stream of our program there as well. We would also like you to be part of the show. You can comment on YouTube, and you can also send us a text or call us at the very same number. Call or text at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. Again, we would love to hear your voice, hear your thoughts here on the program between now and 10 a.m. You can also call or text us through your Civic Media app by opening up the 98.9 WXCO part of the app as well. Coming up here this morning at 8:21, we'll be talking to our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. Another maybe significant snowstorm coming on Saturday night into Sunday. We'll find out what she is seeing with those weather models, whether or not we can expect to have to battle some more snow. In fact, as I look outside, there are some public workers out there clearing out some of the snow drifts around the downtown area. You know, on Wednesday when the snow came, the plows came and they had big piles of snow, and they're trying to move those out of the way of some parking spots here in downtown Wausau. Will those workers be expected on the roads again on Sunday? We'll find out coming up in just a few minutes with meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Then coming up at 8:34 this morning, we'll have our weekly visit with our Civic Media and 98.9 WXCO sports reporter Mike Clemens. Of course, a very busy time. Wisconsin Badgers started off their NCAA tournament run with a 19-point win over the Grizzlies of Montana yesterday. They will be playing tomorrow night in the second round against BYU. The Marquette Golden Eagles getting set to hit the court in the NCAAs later on tonight against New Mexico. Bucks very impressive last night in defeating the shorthanded LA Lakers. Talk about that and a whole bunch more with Mike Clemens coming up at 8:34 this morning. And then in hour number two, more sports talk, as we'll have an opportunity to visit here in studio with Newman Catholic High School football and track coach, athletic director Paul Micklick as well. So that's all on tap here on this Friday. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Need to say good morning as well, because I forgot to mention that at the very end of the show, our last segment is our daily history lesson. Talk about some of the famous events that occur on this date in American and world history. Some celebrity birthdays, also special events being acknowledged today. And then we wrap it up with our number for the day quiz. And the person that takes that quiz at about 9:56 every morning is our in-studio engineer, Mr. Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you as well. You are 2 out of 4 so far this week, so you've already clinched a passing grade for this week. That's always good. You don't want to go into the last day having to get it right and then put all the pressure on. Yeah. But there's still a little bit of pressure because we want you to get a winning week. We don't have we don't want you to get a C grade for the week. We want you to get up to a B grade.
Absolutely.
And a winning week is where you get more right than wrong. In fact, it would be quite a comeback because you got the wrong answer on Monday, you got the wrong answer on Tuesday, got the right answer on Wednesday, got the right answer on Thursday. So you're on a bit of a roll, and we'll let you know what the topic is in the first segment of the second hour.
Sounds good.
Real quickly, to start off the show, yesterday, noontime hour, I went over on Stewart Avenue because yesterday we had Nancy Stencil on the program, and she was talking a bit about an event going on Stewart Avenue at the Wausau office of Congressman Tom Tiffany. And I decided to go on over there. Just wanted to see the folks that come out, see what they had to say, and just get a feel for what was going on. And if you go to our WXCO Facebook page, put some pictures up there as well of the folks that were very, very, you know, law-abiding, not rioting or anything like that.
Very good.
But they were doing some chanting, doing some singing, had a man with a guitar. And there were folks that just wanted to talk to Tom Tiffany about a lot of the things that have been going on in Washington over the past 2 months. And the first thing that jumped out was, in talking to a few of the people, they were from all over the place. I mean, there were people from Ashland and even north of Ashland I talked to. They came a long way for this event. And there were a lot of signs, a lot of positive energy, and I thought a lot of positivity towards democracy. And one of the things that really jumped out were how many people were there. To be honest with you, I was not expecting a lot of folks when I went over there. But there were folks that were, you know, within this whole block on the sidewalk. And again, if you say, is it a massive crowd? Of course, it's not a massive crowd. But I do think that this kind of energy, this type of caring about our system, this kind of caring about our representatives actually representing us, was very impressive. At 12 noon on a workday, I mean, it was. I was very, very impressed. I was very impressed with the words that were spoken at the event. I was very impressed with just the way that people, I think, understand the point in history that we are at. And I saw Nancy there, but I saw a bunch of other folks. The organization that was actually that brought up this event was an organization called Ashland to Wausau Indivisible.
Yeah.
And again, it's a group that's a grassroots effort. And we've talked a little bit in the past about, I remember mentioning that a few weeks ago there was an event over at the Marathon County Democratic Office where Judge Susan Crawford came to speak. And there was, like Nancy said, about 75 people that packed that room. And there was an overflow crowd, in fact, there. But, you know, when you think about it, 75 people, you don't think, oh, I mean, what difference does that make? It makes a lot of difference. Because I compare the people that go to an event like that or the people that went to an event like yesterday on the streets. It was nippy out there, but, I mean, the sun was shining and people were very, very energetic. And again, if you were to say that, does a group of 75 to 100 people have the same power that a man like Elon Musk has with all of his millions of dollars that he is putting into these political races? The first thought is no. But I think in the big picture, in terms of what democracy is all about, that the folks that were on that sidewalk in front of Tom Tiffany's office yesterday, or the folks that came and listened to and then worked, knocking on doors, making phone calls for Judge Crawford, are just as powerful in different ways than Elon Musk is. Unfortunately, Elon Musk's money is able to reach a lot more people because it's just the way it is. I mean, if you get all this money put into television spots and radio spots and social media spots, you're going to reach a lot of people. But it just does show that there are people out there that do see what is happening and realizing what we are coming up against here in 2025. And I was glad I was able to go over there, and I was glad to be able to talk to a few of the people, and I was very happy to see this positive energy for doing what is right, mm-hmm. for defending our system of government that has been so good to so many people for nearly 250 years. And if the headlines in the newspapers do not say it, if the folks that are on cable television do not say it loudly and specifically enough, there are people out there that are willing to say, hey, save our earned benefits, save our Medicare, save our Medicaid, save our Social Security, follow the law, because we have seen over and over again this administration stepping outside the boundaries, not even listening to courts when they say you're stepping outside the boundaries. We need people to come out and say it, that we are seeing what you're doing. Stop it. Again, I just wanted to kind of start off by saying that, because, again, if you can't count on the elites of this country right now to save us. Because, again, this week I saw a clip of an interview that the Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer had with Chris Hayes of MSNBC. And Schumer says, we are getting to the point of true crisis. We are getting to the point of Donald Trump crossing these lines. Chuck, we're there.
Point a couple weeks ago.
Yes. I mean,
I don't know what kind of world he's living in, but I think he needs to get on the bandwagon and realize that he has already stepped way over the line, and we need to call him out, and we need to fight him back against this, because, no, he's not about to cross the line. He has erased the line, and he has created a new line yeah. that, you know, is way outside of what we should allow.
Exactly. And if Chuck Schumer is not going to say it, if the New York Times is not going to say it in the proper way, if CNN and Fox News and MSNBC are not going to say it at the level it needs to be said, at least there are people, like the people that we saw in front of Tom Tiffany's Wausau office yesterday, that are saying, hey, we have work to do. And again,
no shouting, no rioting, just people coming together, making their concerns valid, using the power of music to bring people together and positive energy. That is what we need to see more of right now.
And as these events continue, I think that people should think about joining in on these to let the folks know that, hey, we know what's happening out there and things need to change.
So God bless all the people who came out for that event yesterday.
The time is 8:18. Coming up next, we're going to talk about our weekend weather forecast as we are joined by meteorologist Brittany Merlot. That's coming up next. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
At Home Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, and again at YouTube.com on the 98.9 WXCO channel as well. A quick note that don't forget, make sure you're tuned in bright and early on Monday morning as our next Text to Win statewide contest gets underway. It starts at 7 a.m. on Monday morning with Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow for your first chance to listen for a keyword to enter in for your chance to be an hourly winner and also be part of the final drawing for a grand prize after 2 weeks. There'll be four chances to enter starting on Monday in the 7 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. hours each day throughout the two-week statewide Text to Win contest. Our host at the start of each of those hours will give you a keyword, and all you'll have to do is open up your Civic Media app and text that word to be part of the drawing to win in that hour, and also be part of the final drawing at the end of the contest. Daily chances include a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, or $100 cash. And again, it starts on Monday with Pat at 7 a.m. and every entry will put you into our grand prize drawing of a brand new queen size mattress set from Vertel Mattress. Again, it's done through the Civic Media app, so if you've not downloaded the app yet, do it right now. Go to your app store, search Civic Media, download the app, then open up the 98.9 WXCO part of the app and join in that contest. Four times a day starting this coming Monday for the next 2 weeks with Civic Media and 98.9 WXCO. Overcast skies right now in downtown Wausau, temperature of 32 degrees. Not a bad start, a calm start here this morning. And to find out what to expect weather-wise for the weekend, we're happy to be joined again by our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. Brittany, good morning.
Good morning and happy Friday. Woo,
we're yeah. here. Yeah, we have made it to another weekend. We're getting closer and closer already to the end of March, but it's time for the weekend to come. As I look outside here this morning, had some of the crews hauling away the big piles of snow that were plowed into these big piles on Wednesday. We saw some of the snow start to melt a little bit with the sunshine yesterday, but as we get to the weekend, I know we've been talking about it, a chance for more precipitation, whether or not that's going to be snow, rain, or somewhere in between. I've been kind of wondering what those models are saying, and what do we expect here as we get into the weekend?
Oh, ton more March Madness, that's for sure. Don't put the shovels away yet. Oh my gosh. So we've got system after system just coming right through the state, and there's no break for our backs from shoveling, I'll tell you that. So this is going to be the slushy, heavy, wet snow again. Tis the season for that. And here's how it's all going to go down. First things first, today, we've got a front kind of moving through, and we've got breezy winds out of the south, which are warming us up, where we're actually going to hit highs in the upper 40s. So pretty mild, pretty nice. Yes, it's going to be breezy. But then the winds shift out of the north this evening, and as they shift, it could create a few spotty sprinkles. So this could be around 6 to 7 o'clock or so this evening. Nothing major, but do expect after that rain comes through, it is going to get cold. So a few flurries could fly. Kind of unlikely, but really temperatures crashing down to the teens. So a cool, crisp start to the morning tomorrow. It will be a calm day. The winds will barely be moving. The sun will be shining. Bright blue skies, a gorgeous Saturday, but a little cooler. Highs in the mid-30s. Now, everything changes overnight. Right around midnight or so, or a few hours after, right in that time frame, snow is going to move in. It's going to start to mix to some sleet. Then it's going to mix over to rain because our temperatures on Sunday are going to be above freezing at about 40 degrees is what it looks like right now. So whatever happens in the morning, yes, it's going to be slick and slippery and terrible road conditions. But if you stay home and you don't want to shovel, you're probably going to be able to get away with it because the rain is going to melt it. The temperatures will melt it. And then in the evening, Sunday evening, we start to fall cold again, right? So this is going to flip back over to snow, and this is where the accumulations are going to start there. And we could see about 2 to 5 inches by Monday morning. It does want to ease up, get out of here by Monday afternoon. It's done, it's gone. But Sunday night into our Monday morning is probably the bigger accumulation chances there. Now, the heaviest hit looks to be towards Rhinelander, where they're pushing near 10 inches possible. But here for us, a good 2 to 5.
Yeesh.
I know.
We had not seen really these kind of significant amounts very often during the winter. Now that we get to the spring, it's happening multiple times in the week. But again, as you said, it's not going to stick around. And even as we get to next week, obviously this time of year, more times than not are high temperatures above freezing. So that, I guess that's the good news. But still, there's still enough snow out there right now to, now you're going to add a little bit more. It's like, oh, darn it, we're ready for spring.
I know. I hate this. It's the new normal, though, it feels like. And also, this is pothole season, right? You got these snow banks now. They're melting. All that water is getting down into our cracks of the roads. Then it's freezing at night, just like you put the ice cube tray. It expands. That ice expands as it freezes. It's expanding those roads. creating potholes. It's a mess. I hate spring, to be honest with you.
And the thing about it is, I mean, during the winter time, you get this kind of snow, then you're able to do stuff with it. I don't really think you can do a whole lot of stuff with this snow, can you?
No, you really can. It's like mashed potatoes out there. You try skiing on it, you're getting stuck. It's sticky. It's just, yeah, it's not the best.
Any plans this weekend? Do you, or are you just going to try to avoid getting out there and slipping when the ice is out there?
Oh, you know I'm going to be out there regardless. I'm going to try to ski. So you can imagine me getting stuck. I'll probably fall a few times in these mashed potato kind of conditions. But I'm going to try it out. Otherwise, go hiking, see what's going on, see if these rivers are rising, or, you know, get into some sort of woodsy thing.
Absolutely. Well, have fun whatever you're doing, and enjoy the weekend, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
Bye, you Brittany. You too. Have a great one. Mm-hmm. Bye, guys.
That is our Brittany Merlot, meteorologist, and always taking advantage, no matter what the weather is. Right now in downtown Wausau, temperature 32 degrees, winds out of the south at 10 miles per hour, wind chill factor of 24. The dew point is 21, relative humidity of 64%, the barometer at 29.57 inches, and a visibility of 10 miles. Coming up next, it's an information update. We give you news, weather, sports, entertainment at the top and the bottom of every hour. So we'll have that coming up, and then we'll talk March Madness and more. Hey, it's almost baseball time next week. The Brewers open things up. So, man, there's a lot to talk about. Civic Media sports reporter Mike Clements coming up next. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Time is 8:34, 32 degrees under mostly cloudy skies here in downtown Wausau, and we are in the midst of March Madness. I know a lot of folks spent a lot of time watching the tube yesterday, early morning until late at night, and going to do it all over again today. And talk about that, talk about everything else going on in sports. It's our Civic Media and 98.9 WXCO sports reporter, Mike Clements. Mike, good morning.
Morning, Chad. I know that you probably do the same thing, but it's like, you know, you're laying out the prep for your sportscast or for your show, and it's like, okay, so you kind of stack up the stories, okay? Anything going on in baseball, football, and then it's like basketball. I mean, it's everywhere. So, yeah, we're into March Madness, whether it's prep, pros, or college. And the Badgers pulling out a win yesterday afternoon in Denver. They beat the Montana Grizzlies 85-66. And John Blackwell was the star of the show, the guard. He had 19 points. And Stephen Kral, who struggled there around January, he had 18. He said after the game that the coaches told him, you got to be more aggressive under the bucket, which he was. John Tanjay came up with 15 points. But Greg Gard had five players at double digits, and then, like, their sixth man, the senior Carter Gilmore, he even had 8 points and six assists in that one. So now the Badgers move on. They're going to play BYU, Brigham Young, tomorrow night at 6:25 at the Ball Arena in Denver because they beat VCU yesterday.
It's interesting because so often the Badgers, usually in the first round, they're the higher seed. But it's always a nervousness most years because you never knew when a 38-point effort would come up or a 42-point effort. That's a completely different Badger team. During the season, we saw this. And then an 85-point outburst, as you said, all those double-digit scores. We knew it was a different team during the season, but still, that first round game is a little nervous, and they were able to fly right by and do exactly what they were supposed to do, right?
Yeah, and that loss at the Kohl Center to Penn State, and even though Penn State's got a great football team, their basketball team's at the bottom, you know, of the Big Ten Conference, and they upset them that afternoon. It's like, what happened there? I mean, they just came out flat with that one. I found this interesting. I've got a buddy that works the scorers table for years now, 30 years, at the Marquette games, John Dodds. And I was looking at his blog the other day, seeing some of his takes on what's going to be happening with the Golden Eagles. But there's this one guy, you know, some of these guys are really into the power rankings, mm-hmm. you know, in sports. Like, you know, people ask me during the football season, oh, I mean, were the Eagles even at the top of the power rankings last year? I don't know, because I follow standings. I watch the games, right? You look for which teams are playing hot and the injuries and that kind of thing. So he said, oh, this one guy, it's called Pudner Sports or something. I guess he's been doing this like 30 years or so. He comes out with a survey, the hottest teams headed into March Madness, headed into the NCAA tournament. And he had Wisconsin at 29th. And Marquette, out of 68 teams, he had Marquette 68.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, Marquette had that spell where they started out, they were ranked as high as fourth. Mm-hmm. They dropped all the way to 25th in the top 25. But he had them ranked because all these different analytics, he had them ranked 68th coming in. Their Marquette's playing tonight in Cleveland against New Mexico. Do you know he had it number one, this ranking of 100 teams?
No.
Montana.
Well, that's terrible.
5-9, Montana, the Grizzlies. Hey, listen, man, they're 14-1 headed into the tournament. They're the hottest team headed into the tournament. So, I mean, that's where you put those power rankings.
Yeah, for Marquette tonight, I have no idea what we're going to see. I mean, you said it. I mean, they came out so well this year. They were, you know, as you said, in the top five in the country, and they have scuffled down the stretch. I mean, even their last game was sort of a microcosm of what's happened lately. They jump out to a 15-point lead against St. John's, obviously a top 10 team, and then end up losing by mid-double figures when all is said and done. It's been a very up-and-down 2025 part of the schedule for MU, and facing New Mexico, and I can't say that I'm a huge expert on New Mexico, but obviously a 7-10 game can go either way.
No, so I talked to one buddy of mine who covers that conference. He said, hey, don't sleep on the New Mexico Lobos. That they can be a dynamic team. And to me, though, I think what's become clear is that for the Marquette Golden Eagles with Cam Jones and Stevie Mitchell and David Joplin, you know what Shaka Smart is? He's needed more help from that bench. It's like their starting five can compete. But when they want to rest those guys that come off the bench, you know, that's where the drop-off is. And that's what Marquette's going to need if they're going to get through games like this one tonight or as they get deeper into the tournament. They need more help from their bench.
Bucks got a much-needed W last night. I mean, I tell you, the Bucks have been just so... I mean, you talk about a roller coaster year. It has been a roller coaster year. Every time it feels like, duh, they're going in the wrong direction, then they all of a sudden show signs of looking like the team that can compete at the top of the conference, and then they'll go back down again. I mean, it's been pretty crazy. And, yes, the Lakers, I mean, they were missing everybody and everyone. I mean, they were probably calling up, you know, the ghost of Wilt Chamberlain to come back and help them out last night because they were so shorthanded. But in the end, the Bucks did what they had to do. What is your take? I mean, we are almost to April. We are getting close to the end of the regular season. Are the Bucks just who the Bucks are right now?
I don't. You know, here's the deal. It's one thing when you're losing to the Cavaliers or the Thunder, you know, two of the top teams in the sport right now. But there was that one Saturday night where the Orlando Magic came in at home at Fiserv Forum. That should have been no problem for them. And the Magic, I mean, they came out physical. As a matter of fact, in the first quarter, Franz Wagner, he got into Giannis's face or pushed him from behind, and, you know, there looked like there was going to be a fight. He got a flagrant foul on him. But they beat him up, and the Bucks did not respond, and they ended up losing at home to the Magic. During this whole period, their offense seems to have been off. They've only won three of their last eight games. And then after losing the other night at Golden State when Steph Curry was off, the report was that Doc Rivers sat down with Giannis and Damian Lillard, you know, closed door to say, what are we doing? What's going on here? You know, offensively, what do you guys see that's going on? And I don't know what came of those meetings. I don't know if Doc was asked about it or addressed it in his pregame presser yesterday, but whatever, you know, they lit him up when they walked in to the arena out in L.A. last night, and they found out that at least four of their starters, including LeBron James and Luka, were not going to play. Maybe that's when he decided to rest Damian Lillard. But, you know, by the way, Bronny James, LeBron's son, he had his best game of his career last night. He had 17 points, 70% percentage, 5 assists, 3 rebounds. But the Bucks just blew him away. They were up by 35 points in that one. Giannis got some rest. So they emptied the bench last night, and they ended up just rolling over the Lakers 118-89. And one thing that happened this week, though, as you start thinking about where are they going to be, what's the momentum going to be? They're on this West Coast trip. They're going to play the Kings in Sacramento tomorrow night. Is you know, where are they going to be when it gets to be times of playoffs? Mm-hmm. And was it Monday or Sunday? Jericho Sims, the backup center they picked up in the trade, he tears a ligament in his right thumb, and he had to go to fly to New York to have surgery done on the right hand. He's out 4 weeks, so you know that doesn't help in terms of rest time for Brook Lopez. But Doc says he's assured that that guy will be ready by the time that they get to the postseason. So, you know, that was the silver lining out of that one. But that between him and Bobby Portis is out, that's the two injuries or suspension thing that they're looking at.
Also, some hoops. I mean, talk about hoops everywhere. You got the hoops on the college realm. You got the Bucks on their West Coast road trip. And then you got down in Madison, the Boise State High School basketball tournament started off with the Division III and Division IV semifinals yesterday. And I know a lot of folks here in our neck of the woods here in central Wisconsin will be keeping an eye on a couple of teams down at state in Division II. Wausau East making their first appearance in about 17 years, and Marshfield, the Wisconsin Valley Conference champs, playing later tonight in D1. How closely do you keep an eye on something like this, Mike? Because I know you are so very busy with the colleges and the pro sports. Do you ever have a chance to take a peek at what's going on at like state basketball?
I try to. I've got a buddy that was a news director of mine. He goes every year, every year. I mean, back in the days he was in the field house, just because it's such, it's such pure sport. And I know, I went. Do you remember a player named Bill Hanslick? He went to my high school. He was a few years ahead of me, which was kind of cool. Was when he was playing for the Sonics and then later the Nuggets. I would pop in when he would come to play, the Bucks, and I was in the club. I said, "Hey, Clem, what are you doing here?" And I go, "I'm working here, man. I got a press pass." I got to cover him. And anyway, I got to follow him, play at state. I mean, there's nothing like it. It's so dramatic. It means so much to those teams and those families. So, no, I can't try and keep an eye on them. It's just kind of weird how things are. I guess because the Badgers are both in Marquette into it, I have to follow that. Otherwise, right. I'd probably want to visit some of those games because they are great. Now they play them at the Kohl Center. Like you say, you got semifinals today, and you got Wausau against Tosa today. And the winner of that one will be in the championship game tomorrow night. That's Division I. Is that 6:35 or the one after that? It's probably the one after that. But, yeah, unfortunately, the Badgers get assigned right at 6:35 just as those games are going right on tomorrow night for the state championship.
And finally, man, oh, man, talk about a massive women's college hockey game tonight. I mean, it's been such an incredible season for Wisconsin. They've been number one basically all season long. An incredible stat. It would be like if the Heisman Trophy had three players from the same team as a finalist. The Badgers have all three of the finalists for the Kazmaier Award for the top player. And yet they have to play a road game, basically, in the semifinals tonight against their biggest rivals, Minnesota. I mean, man, that's massive tonight.
Yeah, the Wisconsin women's hockey team ranked number one in the nation. Mark Johnson, the head coach, the guy from the Miracle on Ice team way back in the day, 35 wins so far. So they're taking on the Minnesota Gophers tonight. It's the semifinals. That's at 6:25, but at the same time the Marquette's playing. And the winner then advances to the championship game at the Ritter Arena in the Twin Cities at the Minnesota campus. So we'll be watching. Keeping track of that one, too, for you, Chad.
March Madness, right?
March Madness. Hey, one quick thing. Next week, Thursday, opening day in New York, there's a great article that you should read, and it's by Todd Rosiak, the beat reporter of the Brewers for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel at JS Online. And he goes deep in an interview with the Brewers GM, Matt Arnold, who, even though he was, elected executive of the year last year in baseball by getting that young team and making those roster changes to get them to win the division. It's a great story about how, you know, he grew up just loving baseball, playing baseball, realized he couldn't hit a pitch past, you know, 90 miles an hour. And he started doing, you know, fantasy leagues as a kid in high school. His dad would always kind of quiz him in the car, you know, like, name this, what player does this guy play for? He would name all the stats and stuff. And how hard he worked to, like, get into the Dodgers organization of an internship, making $50 a day. It was pretty much gas money, two-hour drive back and forth. And how he eventually got in to become the GM of the Brewers. That guy is, talk about under the radar. It's a great article, and any Brewers fan should check that out.
Fantastic. And by the way, the Cubs are 0-2. So, good news.
Those games in Japan, right?
Yep.
That's a shame.
It is. It's horrible. Hey, Mike, hey, have yourself a great busy weekend, and we'll catch you next week.
I will, pal. Thank you.
Mike Clemens, our 98.9 WXCO and Civic Media sports reporter. Time is 8:48. We're going to take a quick timeout. Be right back. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hello there, this is James,
Melissa,
Chad,
and Seth, inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life, and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Janelle at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
If you want me, you can find me left of center off of the strip. In the outskirts and in the fringes, in the corner out of the grid. If you want me, you can find me left of center off of the strip. In the outskirts and in the fringes, in the corner out of the grid. When they ask me, what are you looking at? I always answer.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And again, at YouTube.com as well. Go to YouTube.com and the 98.9 WXCO page. Become a subscriber and be able to watch the videos of our program at your convenience and live as well. Also, you just heard a promo, and you can join us. Join the growing team at Civic Media. With many other broadcast companies in Wisconsin shrinking their staff and stripping away services like weather, news, and sports, Civic Media is doing the exact opposite. Our team is growing, and we're hiring qualified candidates to join the radio network, including positions right here in Wausau at WXCO. You can check out all the open positions at Civic Media by going to civicmedia.us/careers. That's civicmedia.us/careers. The Civic Media family continues to grow, and we're looking for a number of talented people to fill open roles. We are looking for a sales, full-time salesperson here at a Wausau office. We are looking for a full-time news person. If you're a news reporter looking for that next great opportunity, we have an opportunity right here at 98.9 WXCO as well. And also, if you're somebody that is interested in becoming part of our sports play-by-play staff, we are looking for somebody to add to our group with myself and Tom Weaver as well. So you can reach out and join us that way as well. So again, you can check out the entire company's open positions at civicmedia.us/careers. Also, I want to invite you to go to our website at WXCO.FM. Yesterday, I added a new blog. You can see it by going to the homepage at WXCO.FM. And if you go down a little bit on the right-hand side under blog, I have one titled, "The Department of Defense Erased Jackie Robinson. Time to Call Strike 3 on the Racism." And I talk a bit about what's happened this week and also what's happened in the last couple of months, where basically the Trump administration is trying to erase anything historical from anybody that is not a white person, is not a straight person, is not a man, and basically trying to use DEI as a weapon. And I wrote my blog on that. So, again, check it out at WXCO.FM. You can get there from the homepage. You can also go to our Chad Holmes show page as well. And right now, there is no courage out there in terms of calling out the pure racism and the white supremacy that is being pushed by the administration when it comes to things like this. And also, just generally. But there was a... I get a newsletter every morning, and this morning it's called Cup of Coffee with Craig Calcaterra. It's a baseball blog, but also it's a blog on other things going on in the country and in the world. And he talked about the Jackie Robinson situation earlier this week, and also he's talking about what Major League Baseball has done and asking Major League Baseball to step up and stand up for Jackie Robinson and also their diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that they've had for the last number of years. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, like many other major organizations, Major League Baseball is not showing courage, is not standing up. As Calcaterra writes this morning in his Cup of Coffee newsletter, that Major League Baseball has altered what was once its diversity, equity, and inclusion webpage, removing that title and scrubbing the word diversity from it. And it does not appear to be an isolated incident, he says. He says he's done some digging on the Major League Baseball website the last couple of days, comparing various pages to their archive versions from November and December. And he says his most notable find, Major League Baseball has almost completely eliminated the webpage for its diversity pipeline program. And it's not even clear if the program itself exists any longer. Right now, based on everything that the Trump administration has done, it is a racist organization. It is a white supremacist organization. And if people are going to kowtow to this and scrub all their diversity, equity, and inclusion programs, they're falling for it. We need courage right now. And folks like Major League Baseball, involving multiple billionaires, if you can't stand up to Donald Trump and his racist programs, who can? Who can? These rich people that are falling at the feet of Trump are a scourge right now in our country. Yes, what is going on with Trump is horrible. But what is going on with these folks is just as bad. Mm-hmm. I'll try to talk a little more later on in the program, but we have to take a time out. Information update coming up, and then hour number two of the show. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.